Weiter in Shasvir and Kiddushin of Chav Tes, bringing up by the top of the page, by the Mishnah. By the Mishnah. Zog the Heilige Mishnah. Kol mitzvah a ben ala'av, which literally means all mitzvahs of son on father. Rashi says, the Gemara is going to explain what this means. I'll already give you a spoiler alert. What it means is kol mitzvah a ben ala'av means all the mitzvahs of the son that are on the father to do for the son. Anashim chayav and anashim turish. Men are chayav and women are pater. V'chol mitzvah a'av ala ben. And all the mitzvahs of the father on the son, meaning to do for the father. Echad anashim v'chol shechayav, and both men and women are chayav. V'chol mitzvah seish hazman grama. And any time-related mitzvos, anashim chayav and anashim peturis, men are chayav and women are pater. And the way that Rashi explains what that means is that shazman gorim l'shatavot, the time causes it to come. Men are going to be chayav, women are pater. V'chol mitzvah seish hazman grama, and any positive commitments are not connected to time, then that's going to be Echad HaNashim Echad HaNashim Chayavim. So what's considered that something that's connected to time? Let's say Sukkah. Women doesn't have to sit in the Sukkah. A man does. But what's a mitzvah say that's not as man grama? It has nothing to do with particularly with time. Let's say Hashavas Aveda, returning lost object. Echad HaNashim Echad HaNashim Chayavim, both are going to be Chayav. V'chol mitzvah lo sasei, all do not do, Spain says man grama, b'shal lo man grama, whether there's time related or not, it don't matter. Echad anashim, echad anashim chayav, both men and women are chayav, except for three. Chutz mi baltakav, baltashka, batatam and lemesiv, except for the iser of rounding one's head, that's the payas. The baltashka, that's chopping off the beard, the destroying the with a razor with the beard, and not becoming tamim lemesim. That is for a kohen who's a woman. So a woman, the bearded woman with long payas and beard, the bearded payas woman kohen can go in the cemetery and shave with a razor. Zog da heilige gemara, my kol mitzvahs haben al av. What does it mean when it says all the mitzvahs of son on father? Elim, if you want to say it means kol mitzvahs mechayev bar lemei avad ab, all the mitzvahs that a son has to do for its father. Nashim Beturos, it said men are chayv and women are pater. What do you mean by Tanya Wilton Abraisa? Ish. It says by the Pasuk of Ish Imo Va'aviv Tiro. Ish. I only know a man is chayv to fear his parents. Ein yale Ish. Ish Aminayin. How do I know she's chayv? Keshu Omer Ish Imo Va'aviv Tiro. When it says man, a mother and father, they shall fear. Harei Kanshnaim. That's explicit to tell you that there are two over here. I'm Rev. UW that says, no, so what it means is, Hachikamar, kol mitzvahs haben and mitzvahs ala'av lasas l'bino, like we explained, all the mitzvahs of son that are placed on the father to do for the son, men are chayav, anashim chayav, anashim peturos, men are chayav, women are pater. Tanina l'ha, the Torah Rabbanu, we have a brass which backs us up, as it says, ha'av chayav b'bino, father's chayav and his son, l'molo, to give him bris milah, v'lev doso, if he's the firstborn, to do pidyon haben, v'lelam do Torah, to teach him Torah, lasiu isha, to marry him off to a woman, v'lelam do umnas, and to teach him a trade, v'yeshom ma'aflashit v'nar, some say even to go and to teach him how to swim. Rashi says, shem yifrush b'tzvina v'titaba b'zistakin, maybe he's going to go on the boat, and then it's going to sink, and he's going to die if he doesn't know how to swim. Rabbi Huda Omer Koshein Malamed is Beno Umnas, anyone doesn't teach his son a trade. Malam Delisus, you teach him how to steal. Listo Sakla Daitach, Rashi says, Valo Yoshev Alam Duklum. What do you mean? You teach him how to steal? You didn't teach him anything. Ella Kiilu Malam Delisus, as if you taught him how to steal. Rashi says, the cave in the inlo Umnas, he doesn't have a business. The Yachsa Lachmo, he's not going to have any bread. Yelch Precious Durachim, Yelas Temis Abrias, he's going to go to the fork of the road and he's going to steal from people. Next, now, we said the five things the fathers do for the son. The first one is lamolo, to give him a bris milah. Minala, and where do we know this from the chsev? Because the pasuk says, Va yomal Avram yitzichzok b'no, and Avram circumcised Yitzchak's son. V'hechad lo mahale avu, and when his father doesn't do it, mechayev b'dina l'memalei, beizin is chayev to do it, the chsev, himo lechem kol zachar, you shall circumcise all the males. Right, and there we find it, that it is not just beizin, but they're representing, really, Klai, so Zechir to make sure it happens, but Beis Din takes that responsibility. The Hechad Olam Ala Beis Din, Beis Din doesn't do it. Mechay Bilum Emelian Afshe, he used to do it himself. Rashi says, when he gets bigger, why is that? Because the Pasuk says, V'Aril Zachar Shalom is Besar L'Sov V'Nichosal. A person who's an Aril, he didn't do Bris Milah, he's Chayv Karis. How do you know that she's not chayv to do it? Dirsiv, Kasher Tziva, Oso, Elokim, Rashi says, V'Lo Osara. Hashem commanded Avram and not Sarah. Oso, V'Lo Osara, him and not her. Ashkan Miyad, so we find that Avram Avinu has to go and do it. Lador Spinol, how do you know we have to do it for all generations? Tanadve Rabbi Shmuel, Komakum Shenaber Tzav. Anytime it says the word Tzav, Enuel Zeruz Miyad Uladoros. Rashi says, Shehe Mahir, Vizariz Bedavar, Vinoig Miyad, Vinoig Ladoros. that it's got to be quick, and the vinoig, it's immediate, and also ledoros for all generations. Okay, there we go. Zir is chsev v'tzavas Yeshua v'chaskev v'askeu. It says v'tzavas Yeshua, and he commanded Yeshua v'chaskeu v'hamseu, and be strong and be quick. Get it. Let's get this going. Miad ledoros, from now and for generations. Min hayom asher tziva Hashem v'haladorosechem, and for future generations. Okay. Now we move on to the fact that it says what? We have to go ahead, and the next thing on the list is not Mila. The first one's Mila. Next is Pidyon HaBen, Minala, and Dechsev Kol B'chor B'necha Tifteh, you shall redeem every firstborn. Ve'echad lo parke avuah, and when the father's into it, Mechayiv Iyul of Pir Minfrakeh, to himself, Dechsev Pado Tifteh. The Pasuk says that Kol Peter Rechem L'chol Basar She'yakriv L'Hashem Ba'odom V'abhim Yelach Ach Pado Tifteh. This double Lashon of it is like, you shall surely, this surely has to happen, so then it's got to be done. E minal and lo mifkid the hadam, another she herself, that the mothers have to do it. Rashi says, E imo minayin she'ena mitzuva liftos has been not the kevin, the mitzvah say shalom as my grandma, since the mitzvah say that's not commanded by time, who boy karl muta, you need a Pasuk to exclude her. Dechsev Tifteh Tipadeh, because the Pasuk says Tifteh. And by the fact saying Tifteh, if you can put set up the vowels differently, because it's written in a way that you can read either way, Tifteh or Tipadeh, which we learn a drasha. Kol she mitzuva lifto, says that's why anyone is mitzuva to be, make sure they themselves get it done. Rashi says, "Kishu b'chor v'lo padu av." If his father doesn't do it, then mitzvah liftos zacherim. He is the chiyav to go and to do to other people. V'chol she'ena mitzvah liftos zatzman, who doesn't have a chiyav to do it himself, then eina mitzvah liftos zacherim to do to others. V'im inol until mechayv l'mifkav nafsha. Wait, we know that she does not do it herself. Rashi says, "Nihida via eina mitzvah liftos." We know her father doesn't have to do it to her if she's the firstborn. D'chsev b'chor banecha. Eima ihi tifteh nafsha. Maybe she should do it herself. Tolik she tigdal the hakarina be tipadeh. Alma mitzvah abra nami ramiya. Maybe it's on her also. The hach mitzvah say she ain't my grandma. Oh, it's on the son also. And it's a mitzvah say she ain't my grandma. And we said call mitzvah say she ain't his own grandma. Echad anoshim v'echad anoshim chayav. Both men and women are chayav. Maybe she should have to do it herself when she gets older. Says the Gemara. No, dechsev. We read it the other way. Tifteh tipadeh, which now means the way we dash it, because it can be read both ways, is kol. She'acherim mitzuvim liftoso, anyone that others are chayav to be poda them, mitzuvim liftos, that's what they have to do it themselves. Chol she'en acherim mitzuvim liftos, and when others don't have to do it, then ein mitzuvim liftos, that's what they have to do it themselves. Uminayim che'en acherim mitzuvim liftos, I don't know others are not chayav to do it for her. Tamar kol, kol b'chor b'necha tifteh, all boys you should do, b'necha v'lo b'nosecha, boys and not girls. Tanu rabbanon, who liftos, who b'no liftos, let's say he has to do pidyon haben, meaning it wasn't done on him, and then he wakes up, he's like, oh my gosh, I never had a pidyon haben. And now he has a son also, b'no liftos, who goes first, who comes with no, he goes before his son. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, b'no kodmo, the son goes first, shezeh mitzvasa al aviv, because he's being podeh as a mitzvah on his father. V'zeh mitzvah b'no alav, and this one of him doing to his son, is what's on him to do. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, hakol modem, everyone is masking. Beep, turn the page. Chav Tassimah base. Kol heichad aleka ela chamei shloim. Whenever there's only five shloim, Rashi says the lesser nichsei ela shloim. He only has five selah, which is how much you need in order to do pidyon haben. That who called him lefno, he goes before his son. My time, because why? Because mitzvah tegufei adifa, mitzvah on your body is better. Kipligi, where they argue, heichad deika chamesh mishubadim, where he has five mishubadim, chamesh b'nei chormen, and five free. Mishubadim means that if father... the father, you have a father and a son. Let's say I happen not to be a firstborn, but let's say I was the firstborn. My father wasn't poda me. So now when I'm born, he has five selah worth of land. And now he goes ahead and he sells that land to somebody else, to Bob. And now what happens is that exists in the world by Bob. V'chamesh ben echorin, and we have five selah that's free, that land, you know, that the father that I myself own. So it's my father, myself, and my son. There's no, in my particular situation, my father's not a bechor, I'm not a bechor, my son's not a bechor, but let's say it were to be the case that I'm a bechor, my son is a bechor. So now, if Ikir Chamesh Mishubadim, there's five sell of land that the father once owned, but now it's sold to somebody else, for Chamesh Mishubadim, you have five sellah that's free that I have right now. I think I mentioned something which is incorrect. Not that my father had the land, but I personally had land and I sold it. And but I really owed to the Beis Hamikdash, right? And Chamesh to the Kohen, and Chamesh ben Echorin. Rabbi Yehuda Savi says, "Milve dechsev b'Torah, kesuva b'shtar damia." A debt that is written in the Torah is like it's written in the shtar, and therefore the Bob, the third party I sold the land to, it's able to be that the Kohen can go and take it from him. And now, Bahani Chamish Parik Levreis, take these five sela that the father has, redeem his son, Va'azal Kohen, V'tarfle L'chamish Shabbatim L'dedei, and then let the Kohen go, and take the five that are sitting by somebody else, by the Lukuchos Al Pinyan Atzmo, for the Pinyan himself. For Abba Tzav, they hold Milvot Dechsebi Oresa, Lafkik Subi Shtar, I mean, it's not considered like it's written in the Shtar, and therefore that third party land is not able to be taken. And therefore, it's only for one. Ve'ilkach mitzvah dugufei adif, mitzvah himself is adif, therefore redeem yourself, and that's it. Tana Rabbanan, liftos is benova la'al sereka. Let's say you have enough money, time to do one of the two things. That is, he has to redeem his son, and he has to go to do ola l'rego, he has to aliyah l'rego. Podos benova achkach ola l'rego. Let me say it again. Let's start like this. You have 2 minutes in front of you. Pidyon ben aliyah l'rego. Podos benova achkach ola l'rego. First you bring ola l'rego, and then you go. You'll use the money that you need, that you have, in order to get up there, and then after to deal with your son. Shazum mitzvah overis, because the mitzvah of going to Aliyah L'Regel is a mitzvah overis. It passes. If you don't go, you miss the opportunity. Vizum mitzvah shenom overis, but pidyon ben, it's not overis, it's going to sit there until you do it. Bish, the only Rabbi Yehuda makes sense, kitaka amar taima, he explains his reasoning. Elo Rabbanan, my taima, what's the reason of the Rabbanan that they say they should do pidyon ben first? Damar kal, pasuk says, kor b'chor b'necha tifteh. First, redeem your son. V'hadar, and only afterwards, lo yiru p'nei, come, don't come. Appearing before me empty-handed. Therefore, it starts off with that, so that's what it goes first. Tanu Rabbanan, minayin shem hayulo chamisha banim mechamish nashim, how do you know he has five sons from five women? Pleya, shechayv levtos kulam, he has to be deposed to all of them. Tamar lomar kol b'nechor b'necha tifta, all firstborn of your sons you shall redeem. Which means, even though my second kid is in third, fourth, and fifth, they're not my firstborn, but the point is, he's the firstborn to that woman, therefore they have to do pidyon ben. Says Gemara, pshita, obviously. The pasuk was hung the concept on the opening of the womb, which means the first one. So obviously that's the case. No, ma'al d'tem, you'd have thought nil of b'chor b'chor minachala. Let's learn out gzir shava b'chor b'chor from inheritance. And that is Malo Holland reaches. Oh no, just like when it comes to Yerusha, a Bechor is the one who is the first of his father's strength. Afkan reaches. Oh no, so to hear, it has to be the same idea, the first of his father's strength, meaning that it's actually his first kid and not coming from somebody else. Not if it's the first one of somebody else. Kamash Malone comes to tell you, not like that. That's all. Kol b'chor b'necha tifta. You have to do all of them, even if he's only the firstborn of the mother and not of the man. Next, the Lando Torah is to teach his son Torah. I mean, now we know this from the Chassid. Vilimadatam osamas b'neichem. You gotta teach your children well. Rashi says, "Kra achrinahu vilimadatam osam ushmartam laasosam." So we know over here that you gotta teach them Torah. They're saying teaching them Torah. And me, you have to teach them. Vilimadatam osam, teach them to your children. What's them? It's talking about the Torah, right? When her father doesn't do it, he's going to teach himself. Ulematatem. You got to make sure that you're stagging the Hilig Torah. Right? Because you could read it differently. Ulematatem, ulematatem, the same Joshua we saw by Tifta Tipade, Kol Shemitzuva Lilmol, then it was chayv to learn, Mitzuva Lilame, then it was chayv to teach. Kol Shemitzuva Lilmol, then it was not chayv to learn, Eina Mechayv Lilame, it was not chayv to teach. Ve'imi Nola, and Dola Mechayv Lilame Lefnafsha, I don't know, she's not chayv to learn herself. Tichsev Limaratem Ulamaratem. Same idea with the Joshua flipping it, Kol Shachir Mitzuva Lilam Do, anyone that others have to teach them, Mitzuva Lilmol, the Sasa, to teach themselves. Ve'chol Sheinu Achirim, V'chol she'ein acherim mitzuvin l'lamdenu, and others are not chayv to teach them, ein mitzuvin l'matzatzot, they don't have to teach themselves. Uminayin she'ein acherim mitzuvin l'lamdo. How do you know others aren't chayv to teach you? Damar kol, the pasuk says, v'limanatam osam es b'neichem, you should teach your sons, v'lo b'noseichem. Tana Rabbanon, hu le'elmod, u'b'no, le'elmod, if he has to learn Torah, and the son has to learn Torah, who called him? No, he comes before his son. Rabbi Hudalmer, in Beno Zariz, Umumlach Vatamunus Kamiyado. If his son is really sharp and quick and he can really get his learning well, Rashi says, Va'av Rosh Yetzliach Mimano, he's going to be more Atzlacha than him. Ve'en lo Sipak Nechasim Sheyil Medushnehem. He has enough money that both of them could learn. Dilmod Beno. Then Vehu Yatriach Acher Mezonos Vias Bikana. Let his son do it, and he goes and she'd get involved in business, make sure they can take care of their living.
So then, Beno Kodmo, the son goes first. Back in the Gemara, Kihadar of Yaakov, Bereder of Acha Bar Yaakov, like the story of Rav Yaakov, who the son of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. That so you have a guy named Yaakov. He had a father named Acha. He had a father named Yaakov. You know, I guess they're Sephardi. Anyway, Rav Yaakov, Yaakov Bereder of Acha Bar Yaakov, Shadri Avul Lekamid Abaye. Rav Acha sent his son Rav Yaakov in front of Abaye because he said, "Wow, this guy's really smart, sharp." He also, when he came back home during Beit Nisban, Mechazi didn't have Mechal and Shmaisa. So Rav Acha saw that his son wasn't so intelligent, wasn't so stark. Amalei says to him, "Listen, I'm better than you. Tuv at the Azielana. You sit and I'm gonna go. Sit down, boy. Talk about self-esteem. You know, it's better for me to go than for you." Says the Gemara, Shama Abaye the Kalav. Oh, see, Abaye heard that Rav Acha was coming, Rav Acha B'Yakov was coming. Hava Hu Mazik, and he was a shtaga guy, and there was a Mazik, the damaging angel, who Mazik Beir Abonin Abaye, that was in the Beis Medrash there. Rashi says, Beis Medrash, Rochuk Meni Yeshuv Hava, and therefore they had these things there sometimes. The Chava Aylu betrayed that even if two people come, Afil Be Yomama, even with Yomama, just kidding, Afil Be Yomama, Hava Mitzki, even during the daytime, it would damage, which is unusual. So Amalu, he says to his townspeople, to all the people there, he says, Lo Lisev Le Inish Lushpiza, nobody give him a place to sleep. Rashi says, Lo Lisev Inish Lushpiza, Lerav Acha, Val Korcho Yolim Beis Medrash, he's going to go to Beis Medrash, that's what people did. And we don't chasidu so yasalom Nes, because how great he is, that Nes will happen, Viagris, a Mazik, it will kill the Mazik. So nobody give him a place to sleep. Afshar, the Mitzvah Chashnisa, because maybe a miracle will happen. Okay, which is fascinating to look at the Marsha over here. The point is that maybe a miracle will happen and then everything will go and we'll be saved. All Basa Bahu Beirabon, he came and he slept. Basa means Ra, she says Lun, and the base of Medrash. In Mile Kitanina de Shiver Rishvuse, there was a appear to him a snake, a seven headed snake. Rashi Shahilo Shava Gulgol, seven skulls. Called Kriya Dakar, and every bow that he bowed, Rashi says Rav Acha, Bespala Osa Mazik, Nasach HaResha, one of the heads fell off. Nasachar Reisha, Amalu Lamacha. The next day, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says to Abaye, "Ilo Isachash Nisa Sakintan. If a miracle hadn't happened, you put me in danger, right? Because what did you do over here? Period. Now, Tana Rabbanan, Lilma Torah, Velisa Isha. Learning Torah, getting married. What should you do? Yilma Torah first, learn Torah. V'acher Yisisha, then get married. V'im Iev Shalom below Isha. And if it's not possible without a woman, then Yisisha V'acher Yilma Torah. First get married, then learn Torah. Amar Rav Yudah Mishmuel." Hilchas halacha is no seisha v'achikachim Torah. You should get married and then learn Torah. Rav Yochanan Amar, what? Rechaim b'tzavar v'yasek v'torah. You have a millstone on your neck and you're going to go learn Torah? How are you going to do such a thing? What does that mean? You have a millstone on your neck? It means to say like she's constantly asking you to do things for her. How are you going to shtag? V'lo pligin. They're not really arguing. Halan v'ha lehu. Rechlokes Rashi. Tosas Rashi says halan v'ha lehu means b'nei bavel hayochel v'gorsa mishtayas atanayim be'eretz Yisrael. The Babylonians would go ahead and they would get married and they'd go shtag in Eretz Yisrael. Mitoch shalom d'chutz b'kom. And since they're learning out of place, ain't tzarcha b'ayis b'tonal love. They don't have all the household chores on them. No se'isha. First get married. Da'hava b'luhiri. If no hirurim anymore because you're married, get pas b'salo. Bread in the basket. V'achak hacholich v'lo mitor. Then go and shtag Torah. And halahu, the people living in Eretz Yisrael, they shouldn't do that because they're going to have the stuff on top of them. Therefore, they should first learn Torah. Mishtabach le Rav Chista le Rav Huna bid Rav Hamnuna dadim gadolho. Rav Chista said about Rav Hamnuna, he said to Rav Huna, but this guy Rav Hamnuna, he's a great person. Amar le, so Rav Huna says to him, okay, kishyavi yadcha hivyeyu le yadi. When he comes to visit you, bring him to me. I want to meet this guy. Kiyasa, when Rav Hamnuna came, so he brought him. Chazid lo par sudra. Rav Huna saw that he wasn't wearing on his head a sudar. Rashi says, Rav Huna le Rav Hamnuna, de lo par sudar, kiderecha nesuin, shayur regilin le chasas roshan. The married people would go and they would cover their heads, even the men. So what's going on? Amalei says to him, whoa, my time lo piece of sudra, why are you covering your head? Amalei says to him, de lo nesivda, I'm not married. Ajuna lapimine, he turned his head away from his face from him. Amalei says to him, chazid lo chazid lo lapi adana, says, don't see my face again till you get married. Rav Huna le tabi, Rav Huna is going according to his own logic. Damar, he said, ben esim shana velo nasi, she person was 20 years old, he didn't get married yet. Kol yanam aver, all his days are in sin. Baver, you think a person's days are in sin? Aleim akoyam behir haver, it's in thoughts of sin. Yes, hear him right. Amar Rava Rava says, "V'chein tada devi Rabbi Shmuel, Ad Chav Shana Yosef HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzapel Adam until 20 years old. Hashem is sitting and waiting. Masa Yisi Isha, when is this guy going to get married? Kevin Shigia Chafla Levarosa. Once he reaches 20 and get married, yet Omar, he says, Tipa Chatzmosav, let his bones swell up. Let him all swell. Omar Chista, Hai Da Difta Michavrai. I'm greater than my friend, that is similar to Bishitza, because I got married when I was Shitza, when I was 16 years old. Right, not to have all these Yehurim. V'iav and Nesidu Bar Beisar, 16 means the 16th year. What does that mean, 16th year? That means that he was 15 years. V'iav and Nesidu Bar Beisar, when he got married at 14, meaning in his 14th year when he turned 13, then, beep, turn the page. Hava mina l'satan, I could have said to the satan, Gira Beinecha, arrows in your eyes, because I could have stopped him in his tracks before he even started. Rashi says, Klomar, you see Mizgarabo, v'satan hu yetzahara. Velo ira shiachti eni, he wouldn't be able to go ahead and to overcome. I could have like made fun of him, and he wouldn't be able to get me. Wouldn't be able to to get me. Armeli Rav the Rav Nasid Barami Adi Yodcha Tzavri Debrich. While you still have control of your kid, Rashi's Baod Yodcha Tekif Al Benecho. You still have strength over him. Kodem Shiyagdo. If he gets bigger, Velo Kabatocha Chascha Hisirisha, and he's not going to take Tocha anymore. Get him married off. Mishitzav Esrim Etarti. What is this? Some say it's from 16 to 20 years old. Rashi says, "Mishisa shnin yiazman lichnos v'yoser masrech v'tartin meeser v'tartin al te'achareo." But don't wait till after 22. Lashan acher adyotcha l'saver debracha b'shasha od yadcha takifa love havizar l'lamdo tochachos teach a musar ve'ezes manu mishisa v'eser v'tartin from 16 to 22. But mishisa less than 16 ainbo das l'kaba tochachos, he can't accept it. Don't be too hard on him. More than 22. You don't want him to like be kicking back. Some say, no, it's only from 18 to 24 that he has any sort of intelligence that he's able to go ahead and take what's going on. Kitanai, says the Gemara, as a Malchokas Tanoim, Chanochlamar Pidak, the Pasuk says, teach the kid according to his ways. And Rashi says, "Derech shekol yom al pi darko, derech shekol yom of yemisnaig bo, chanochlo ben aruso ve'ezu hi naruso." Rabbi Yehuda ve'Rabbi Chemia, that's where the machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda ve'Rabbi Chemia, chadam v'mishitza ve'ezu v'tartin v'chadam v'mishitza mitvanei sari ve'ad esrim ve'arba. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.